You're listening to Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast where IT leaders exchange insights about issues around cloud architectures for the data center. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Conversations in the Cloud. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm joined by Barton George of Dell. Welcome, Barton.
Thank you, Allison. Great to be here.
So Dell obviously has a massive cloud program in play. Can you tell us how you relate personally to the cloud initiative at Dell and what your role is?
I'm Dell's cloud evangelist, and I joined about a year and a half ago at a very interesting time in Dell's cloud history. We started out in the cloud about 4 years ago, and that was with the group that I'm a part of now. It's called the Data Center Solutions Group. And what this group was formed to do was to attack this hyperscale segment of the market where folks were building out at a scale that we had never seen before. These would be people like the Googles, the Amazons, the Yahoos, the Microsofts, et cetera, the early people who were starting to build these giant cloud foundations. And what the Data Center Solutions Group did is we were founded to build custom solutions addressing those customers' issues and needs, their need to have this scale-out architecture so they could deliver their business. And since that time, we have gone and we have filled out a whole portfolio. The two main areas are offerings we have to help people build out the cloud. The other one is cloud-based services that we deliver. From the learnings and experience we gained working with those biggest of the big, we've then taken that custom model and brought that down to what we call the next 1,000. Besides the servers themselves, people in this next 1,000, what they really need is they need software to go along with it. So we're partnering with companies to provide complete solutions with the hardware and the software all wrapped in services that we can deliver. That's on the data center solution side, and that's what we call the revolutionary approach to cloud computing.
So if you look at the challenges here with larger enterprises looking at cloud, you mentioned something with the biggest of the bigs being more greenfield opportunities where you're building discrete new data centers with the maximum efficiency and TCO. Do you see the same approach with new customers, or are they looking at more of a growth model of integrating cloud solutions within their existing infrastructures?
The partner to revolutionary is evolutionary. And we actually believe, at least in the beginning, that more enterprises are going to be taking the evolutionary approach. So what you're doing with an evolutionary approach is you're starting with that effort you've already made in virtualization and putting capabilities on top, like metering and monitoring, the ability to manage this through a portal, pay-as-you-go type services, other ways of managing, deploying, and monitoring the VM. And we believe that the split between, if you had to look at people getting into the cloud today, it's probably about 95% of the opportunities are evolutionary. It's this investment protection, this idea of continuing along the path that you started out.
What is the business opportunity that's primarily driving the evolutionary approach? Is it efficiency or is it cost savings? Is it capabilities? I don't know.
Probably the biggest thing is agility and responsiveness. So there are cost savings, but the number one driver, it's this idea of the IT department remaking itself into the likeness of a service provider and adapting that mindset within the company that they are a service provider to the functional units and to the business units.
When you look at innovation with Intel, obviously we have a long history of working together to deliver cutting-edge technology. Where do you see the opportunities for Intel and Dell to interact, and where have we been interacting?
You guys have been working with us pretty hand in glove since the beginning with our data center solutions group. And then the name of the game with all of this is how do you deliver the most amount of compute with the least amount of power draw, consuming the least amount of resources? That leads us to the reference architecture that we put together with you, along with VMware, which is the whole idea of policy power management and how do you drive up the productivity per watt, because these are all extremely important concepts, particularly the bigger you get, the more important it is because you're multiplying these numbers over a greater base of installed servers.
So if I would paraphrase that, it's really integrating the technologies embedded in the microprocessor and chipset with the technologies that you're embedding in the platform altogether, and then integrating it up through the software stack to take advantage of that real-time power monitoring. Is that what we're doing?
Right. I would say what we believe is that if you want to produce the world's most efficient hyperscale data center, you want optimized code, plus optimized system, which have optimized chips within them, and you want to put them all inside an optimized enclosure, which is one thing we've been working on is what we call the modular data center, which is the next generation beyond containers, where they replace the old model of using sloppy code plus proprietary hardware plus raised floor data centers, taking the optimized code systems, chips, and enclosures all in one. That's where you get your real efficiencies and you drive the power consumption down and the productivity up.
What do you think we're going to be talking about in another 4 years in terms of cloud? Where do you think we're going to be?
My belief is that the clouds are going to clear and we're just going to be left with computing. Right now, we've put this moniker on it, which is great because it's driven quite a bit of attention, this idea of cloud computing. The marketing verbiage that it's enclosed in will go away, but the concepts themselves will still be there. And I think it will be just the way that we do computing going forward.
If our listeners want to find out more about Dell Solutions and cloud, where should they go?
Dell.com/cloud, and there you can read all about our PowerEdge C servers that come from our group, the virtual integrated solution that we're putting together, and a host of other services and offerings that we have. The other URL I'll give you is for my blog, which is at bartongeorge.net. You can check that out as well.
Thanks very much for being here today with us, Barton.
My pleasure, Allison. Thank you so much.